This weekend, Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park will observe the anniversary of the Civil War Battle of Chickamauga in 1863. Jim Ogden is staff historian at the park.
Jim, thanks for joining us.
Ray, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be able to be here this afternoon.
Remind folks the significance of the Battle of Chickamauga.
Well, the Battle of Chickamauga is the largest engagement in the six-month struggle for control of the Chattanooga region during our nation's terrible, tragic, but utterly transformative Civil War. No one battle or campaign is the most important, but this struggle for Chattanooga in 1863 turns out to be one of the very deciding campaigns. Because of Chattanooga's role as the gateway to what by 1863 was the very vital essence, innards, being of the Confederacy's bid for independence, the Southern states' bid for independence. As 1863 had come, it was increasingly important for the Union Army to be able to reach central Georgia and central Alabama to disrupt the still growing military-industrial capacity that the Confederacy was creating across that region. And the most viable way to get an army into that region was down the line of railroads that would bring you through Chattanooga. And hence the struggle here in the late summer and fall of 1863.
And this came mere months after the Battle of Gettysburg.
That's correct. And in fact, in many ways, this campaign begins as the two armies approach one another in south central Pennsylvania for what becomes the Battle of Gettysburg. And of course, at the same time, Ulysses S. Grant is in the latter stages of besieging a Confederate army in Vicksburg, which with the collapse of the Confederate post at Port Hudson a week or so later will mean that once again, as Abraham Lincoln said, the father of waters, the Mississippi River, will flow unvexed to the sea. And it cuts the Confederacy off from resources west of the Mississippi River. And it makes then this thrust into central Georgia and central Alabama even more vital than to end the bid for independence by the southern states.
And what are some of the highlights of this Battle of Chickamauga that the programming will touch on?
Well, it is a very different battle from so many in the Civil War. It takes place in a very wooded or forested environment. The soil in that region along West Chickamauga Creek was not the most productive agriculturally. And as a result, after the Cherokee Indians had been removed in 1838, the number of people who had moved into that area, particularly the area where, as it turns out, the Battle of Chickamauga is fought, were not that many. The population density per square mile was not that high. And as a result, most of the area was still wooded or forested. And that forested terrain is going to limit the visibility of the officers, even though the forest of 1863 was very different than the one that you see today. We often forget the practices of agriculture both then and now. And in the mid-19th century, in most of the United States, livestock was simply marked, either branded or their ears notched, and they're turned loose. It was open-range grazing for the livestock. You fenced your crops in the fields. And as a result, the hungry cows, horses, pig, sheep, and goat wandering down through the woods ate the low-growing and low-hanging vegetation, making a much more open forested environment. But as the soldiers fired their weapons, the overhead forest cover trapped and held that smoke in, reducing the visibility and making control of the fight very difficult for leaders up the chain of command, and making that fight for the soldiers themselves a very different one. Because already on Civil War battlefields where visibility was limited, here it was limited to just a matter of yards in the woods and in that smoke. It also trapped and held the sound in, and there are many reports from participants that suggest that the sound of the battle was even louder.
And to give people a sense of this, this is why you will be conducting a caravan tour on each of the 3 days of the program, and also a bicycle tour.
Right. There's a bicycle tour offered in partnership with the National Park Partners, Chickamauga, Chattanooga, Mox and Bend, and Outdoor Chattanooga. The bicycle tour is an alternate kind of overview tour of the battlefield, like the car caravan tours are. But you'll start to pick up some of the subtleties of the terrain. The battlefield looks very flat, but if you ride your bicycle around much on the road, you'll find there are more rises and declines than you might note otherwise. And it will give you some sense of the varied nature of the battlefield. And all of these programs, the car caravan tour, the bicycle tour, the living history programs, the walking tours that I'll be leading are all designed to get people out on the ground where those events actually occurred. Something that the men who fought that battle in 1863 then have in mind when they, as veterans and leaders of our reunited nation, conceived the idea of creating the National Military Park in the late 1880s and do so in the 1890s, an outdoor classroom for future generations of citizens of our nation.
Since this will be outdoors, but since this is also involving the National Park Service, what protocols are in place for the pandemic, if people are wondering?
Well, indoors, masks will be required if you want to see the movie in the visitor center or view the exhibits in the visitor center. And I highly recommend all of those things. Purchase an educational item in the bookstore. But outdoors, we will encourage folks to maintain appropriate distance between one another. And the programs have their locations have been some consideration has been given of for that as well. But no mask will be required at the outdoor programs, at least at this time.
You know this history. You walk among this history all the time. You have for years. What do you hope people take away from it?
Well, we have to remember that while we now look back and see the Civil War in the outcome that it did have, and as you look at that history and realize the extent to which the northern states outnumbered in population and resources the Confederacy, it was not a foregone conclusion. The side of the strongest battalions has not always won in world history. The will of the people is equally important, as is the strength of the contending military forces. And in 1863, with a series of Union setbacks the previous year and seemingly a lack of progress through 1863 and additional elections coming in the fall of 1863, there was concern on the part of many people in the North that the Northern populace may be losing their desire to see this thing through as it does in the end. We have to remember that in that summer of 1863, the North, in trying to meet its need for additional soldiers in the field, is actually implementing the draft, just as the Confederacy had done in the spring of 1862. Now, in the summer of 1863, the North is going to institute the draft. It results in, most famously, the big draft riots in New York City. But there is open armed resistance to the draft in other places as well. In Indiana, enrollment officers and draft officials are threatened and even murdered. And there is a smaller scale rioting violence in other cities in the North as well. All indications of just how low the Northern popular support for the war was. And while the victories in early July in South Central Pennsylvania at Gettysburg and on the Mississippi River Valley at Vicksburg, while they will buoy Northern morale to a degree, it really only levels it off. And so this campaign, if it had been less successful for the North, might have eroded that Northern morale even further, such that those who would desire some sort of political outcome to the dispute could have gotten elected in state legislatures or even for seats in Congress that were up in the fall. Not all elections for even Congress were held on the same timetable as we would view it today. So things hung in the balance a lot more than what we can see as we look back today. And so coming out and seeing how things hung in the balance, even on the battlefield here, can help us understand just how critical this terrible and tragic event was in our nation's development, but yet also how transformative it was.
And for more information, where can people go online?
Go to our National Military Park website, www.nps.gov/CHCH, and look for the information about the 158th anniversary of the Battle of Chickamauga. And in November, we'll be doing a series of programs to recognize the subsequent action that occurs on Lookout Mountain and Missionary Ridge, and they'll be posted at the website as well.
And we'll talk more about that closer to then.
That's Jim, very good.
Jim, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.